And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, October the 13th, 2016. It was on this date, 1792, the cornerstone of the White House was laid, the architect James Hoban basing the design on Leinster House, a mansion in Dublin. It's the birthday of famous writer of the Harlem Renaissance, Arno Wendell Bontem, born in Alexandria, Louisiana, 1902, author of the novel God Sends Sunday and Black Thunder, about an actual slave uprising. It's the birthday of Margaret Thatcher, first woman to lead a major Western democracy when she became Prime Minister of the UK in May of 1979. She was born 1925 in Grantham, a little town in eastern England. Her father owned two grocery shops. The family lived above one of them. It's the birthday of Paul Simon, born in Newark, New Jersey, 1941. Simon and Art Garfunkel recorded their first album, 1964, Wednesday morning, 3 a.m., only sold a few thousand copies. They figured their career was probably over, but unbeknownst to them, their record label had added electric guitars to the song The Sound of Silence and released it as a single. They had just moved back in with their parents. They were sitting in Simon's car, wondering what to do next, when they heard the song come on the radio, and the DJ said it had gone to number one. And Paul Simon turned to Garfunkel and said, "That's Simon and Garfunkel. They must be having a great time." And it was on this day in 1881, Eliezer ben Yehuda held the first known conversation in modern Hebrew, a language that had not been spoken as a mother tongue since the second century. Ben Yehuda set out to revive the Hebrew language, raised his son to speak only Hebrew, compiled the first modern Hebrew dictionary, coined new words for doll, bicycle, ice cream, jelly, omelet. And it was in Paris on this day, 1881, Ben Yehuda and his friends sat down and agreed to speak only in Hebrew. Here's a poem for today by Marie Harris, Standard Plumbing. Plumbing supply places like auto parts stores have long counters with bar stools for the customers. When I came in, the man behind the counter was telling a story about the time he and his friends had decided to celebrate getting home from Vietnam and had bought a lot of scotch and given one bottle to a wino who drank half of it all at once and dropped dead. Then the man, with Walter stitched on his shirt, asked what he could do for me, and I told him I had come to buy a toilet, the cheapest, most basic toilet they had. He wanted to know if I was putting it in one of my apartments or something, and I said no, it was for my own house, and I was, oddly enough, buying a toilet for the first time because we were installing indoor plumbing. The other houses I'd lived in had always come with toilets, and I'd never given much thought to choosing one, though today I'd kind of decided I wanted bone, not white. So, in the process of getting the bowl and the tank and the seat and some pipes and gaskets from the warehouse, we got to talking about our outhouses, and he allowed us how the one he had in Florida when he was a kid in the 50s hadn't been all that bad, except for the bugs and sometimes a snake. And we both agreed that there are times out there when you see things from an unusual vantage. For instance, that view of the night sky in winter is unparalleled. Standard Plumbing, a poem by Marie Harris, from Weasel and the Turkey Pan, published by Hanging Loose Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.